Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with American Sky. From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California. From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration. Discover America in 2024 with AmericanSky.ie.
Sarah Slattery is flying solo today because Ed Finn is traveling around America, and we're going to take a look at your travel deals today, Sarah. These are brand new, so hopefully they'll be absolutely snapped up. What do you have for us?
Yeah, I literally just published them this week, and the Sardinia one in particular has growing legs. People have gone mad for it. And to be honest, I'm not surprised. It's €34 return to fly to Alghero in Sardinia in April from Dublin, and it's €50 from Cork. Like, it's cheaper than actually getting the train to Cork. Like, yeah, you can actually fly to Sardinia and back. So it's unbelievable value. And there's loads of dates, like the 8th or the 15th for 3 nights. You could do the 11th of April for 7 nights. So depending on what you want to do. And actually, we went to Sardinia when we went years ago to Alghero. Like, it's really close to the airport. So it's actually a lovely thing to do for 3 or 4 nights. You wouldn't have to go for a week if you want, because weather at that time, you know, it's going to be unpredictable. Mm. So it's actually a nice little short break as well. You know, you wouldn't necessarily have to take the full week. I priced a couple of hotels. There's a 3-star hotel there called the Villa Piras, and it was a Traveller's Choice winner with TripAdvisor. Really good reviews, and it's €255 for the week. So if you want to go for a full week with your flights, you're €295. If you want to go for 3 nights, it works out at, oh God, is it €155 including your flights for 3 nights? Like, it's just ridiculous. So my Instagram is blown up.
You wouldn't get 1 night in a hotel in Ireland for that. That's crazy. Okay.
Yeah.
So. You were looking as well at a short break in Matera, which is a place that we were looking at only 2 weeks ago on the show. You were raving about here.
Do you know what? Not that I forgot about it, but it was a few years since we were there. And after talking to you about it, I said, I must look and see now what the flights are like. And in May, they're actually quite good value. You fly from Dublin to Bari, and from the 13th to the 16th of May, it's €68 return. Now, there's loads of different hotels you can choose from. I picked one that's right inside, if you could remember the old town, the Sassy,
that you
right
can
in the
drive
harbor.
Into. Yeah.
Exactly. Oh, fair play to you, remember. And that's €215 per person. So a 3-night break there, including your flights, would be €283 return. Just somewhere really, really different and interesting to go if you can get a couple of days off in May.
Now, people are starting, this blooming rain, is there, we're ever going to see the end of it? People are now thinking about their summer holidays. And now I know you're probably going, God, most people book a year in advance, but then you get the people who don't even think about the holidays till it almost comes round. So what kind of places and what deals are there for the summer?
Yeah, I mean, I do these travel deals posts every 2 weeks, so I kind of try and mix it up. And I have actually featured a lot of Greek destinations over the last few slots. So I picked a couple in Spain. There's Tenerife, very popular for couples or friends looking to get a week. And the prices aren't bad in the summer. You're looking at $449 from Cork or $555 from Dublin. Staying in the Beverly Hills Suites, which are popular, again, get really good reviews, well located. It's your typical kind of beach holiday. And I thought the prices were good. In July, the same place in July is $595 from Dublin or Cork for a week, and that includes your flight. And sometimes it's kind of good to take a package because the flight, the airfares in July, August are quite high. The way I've kind of noticed over the last couple of weeks that, you know, pricing separately with Aer Lingus or Ryanair and, you know, in April, May is probably the way to go. But for the peak dates, the package holidays actually work out really, really good. Yeah. Much better value.
The other thing as well is they always put on the bus transfers to the hotel or whatever for you, because sometimes that can be a big, big expense. Like, we booked our holiday now, and now the group chat is all about how do we get from the airport to the actual place, and we're pricing around, and that's actually quite expensive.
It's the kind of thing people don't think of when they're initially booking, and especially if you're somewhere like Mallorca where you're going to Alcudia or Portalenza right up the north, or you're in the Algarve and you're going to the opposite end, you know, an hour and a half drive, the transfers really add up. And same with baggage fees, you know, so it is always important. I know I kind of bang on about this a lot, but it is important to check, you know, to compare the price you see online. You know, have you got a check bag included? Have you got a transfer included? You know, what are the cancellation fees? Always good to kind of have that. And of course, you have the security and all that of booking the package as well. So it's just important to compare, I think.
But Sarah doesn't bring any bags when she goes on holidays. We're always slagging Sarah, saying she literally washes her knickers in the sink so she doesn't have to bring a bag on it on the flight with her.
Oh God.
You know it's true, Sarah. So you also have in your travel deals, you also have a bucket list holiday. Tell me more.
Yeah, South Africa and Mauritius. Just like, again, try and mix it up. We have our cheap and cheerful and we have our luxury as well. This is a gorgeous holiday with tropical sky where you go to Cape Town for 5 nights and you're staying in the water from village. I actually stayed there myself. Gorgeous apartments. And then you fly up, they include the flight over to Mauritius for 7 nights and you stay in an all-inclusive resort there. So all your meals, your drinks, everything is included in the price. They have also have 2 private islands, this resort. You can go out to the private islands as well. And then that particular trip is 12 nights, I think, and it's 3,000, what is it, 3,649 per person. But again, that's your flight, to Mauritius, all your meals, drinks and everything in Mauritius as well, which you can add on, like with Tropical Sky, you can, you know, do a tailor-made holiday. So you can add on a safari, or if you want to do a couple of nights in the winelands, or, you know, do whatever you like, they will do it for you.
My friend Aideen is only back not too long ago from South Africa, which was a bucket list trip for her. And she did the safari and everything like that. And she is literally saving like a mad thing to get back. She says she needs to get back and spend longer there. She had the most amazing time and couldn't recommend it enough.
I have to say, we were a bit like that when we went to South Africa the first time. It was like, it's like a bug. It's almost like when you ski once, you have to keep skiing. Mm. Seeing the animals like that, you know, in the natural habitat, it's just something about it. It's just incredible. And we literally went the next time as well. And then as soon as the kids were old enough, we brought them. And I just think it's just such a unique experience. And, you know, it's just one of those, for me, one of those bucket list things.
Because sometimes you just think about South Africa as being a very unsafe place and the carjackings and all this. But then there's the other side to it, which is just magical.
You know, like when we, now in fairness, we did stick to the typical tourist trail, and most of the packages you will see will be Cape Town, the Garden Route. The police are everywhere. We didn't feel remotely concerned at all when we drove the route right up to Port Elizabeth. Now, I'm sure if you go into Johannesburg or you go, you know, to some of the other areas, you know, you may not feel as safe, but definitely along that tourist trail, for us anyway, we had no issues with it whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And I suppose it's like any city, you know, it's like going to parts of New York and staying in Manhattan and then going to, or even Dublin, you know.
Oh,
I wouldn't
true.
Like to mention any particular street, but you know,
we
yourself,
know where,
like,
you're talking about. We know.
You know, so, yeah.
You also have on the travelexpert.ie a great travel deal. This is a cruise deal. Tell me all about this.
Isn't this amazing? I just can't get over this. And just for anybody listening, all of these that we're talking about today are all linked in one post on the website. It's called This Week's Best Travel Deals. I think it's dated the 26th of March, but you'll see it right on the homepage. So in case people are Googling for any one particular one, they're all listed on the one post.
Yeah.
But this cruise, it's a 12-night right now. I think you'd really want to strap yourself in for this. 12-night cruise. You fly to Portugal. You're on Norwegian Getaway, which is a fabulous ship. You cruise from Portugal to the Azores. Then you go over to Canada and you do, you stop in Nova Scotia, you stop in Newfoundland, all around Labrador, stunning part of the world. Then you go down to New York and then you finish up in Miami. It's 12 nights in total. And it's $14.99, including direct flights. Like, you fly back direct from Miami, fly into Portugal, and fly back. It's insanely cheap, isn't it?
$14.99. They feed you for that, are they?
All your food, your gratuities are included. Everything is included in that for 12 nights. Now, if you can add on a drinks package, the drinks aren't included, but it's really cheap. For €149, you have unlimited drinks. You've got shore excursion credit, and you've got 2 opportunities to dine in the speciality dining restaurants on board. Plus, you've got 150 minutes of Wi-Fi. So it's like a package deal. I think it's actually half price or something. €149 for the 12 nights. So that's on top. So you have all your drinks, all your food, your entertainment, your gratuities, your tips, like everything. Like, it's incredible value, I just think.
It's cheaper than doing the supermarket shop for the next couple of weeks.
I know, it's unbelievable. Do you know what it is? It's basically when ships, when they do these repositioning cruises, they're called. So when they leave Europe to go over to the Caribbean for the winter, you kind of get a great deal on it. It's like a one-way, I suppose. And Sunway, what they've done is they've packaged it together. So they've bought the cruise and then they've bought the flight to Portugal and they've bought the flight back from Miami to Dublin with their Lincoln and packaged it all up. And yeah, it's just an absolute bargain.
Do you find, though, when you see deals like this, you're almost, even yourself, Sarah, that you're almost going, right, what is the catch? There's got to be something here, and people almost don't trust them.
I know, and that's the beauty, again, of booking like a, particularly a cruise. I always say book with a cruise specialist, but because you're booking the package, they've arranged, you're not just booking the cruise and then you're worried about, you know, the flights changing or the cruise changing. I mean, I'm going on a cruise and the itinerary changed from what it was supposed to be. So it's so important to have the security of having your flights booked and know the dates you're getting there and the dates you're getting back. And if anything goes wrong, the tour operator or the travel agent will look after you.
Yeah.
But that particular one is with Sunway. I mean, they're so absolutely 100%. And the cruise liner, Norwegian Cruise Line, fabulous ship as well. So you have nothing to worry about there.
You also have an early booking offer to Morocco.
Yeah, just I usually try and pick something out for later in the year for people who want to plan ahead. And I picked Morocco in September because it's somewhere where you still should get the heat. Sometimes if you're talking about late September, you can be a little bit nervous about the Mediterranean. But Morocco is very similar to the Canary Islands off the coast of Africa there. So the weather is still really hot. And there's a really good 4-star hotel, the Timaleon Spa in Agadir. It gets fantastic reviews on TripAdvisor. Flights and a 7-night stay there with breakfast is $389 per person. Thought that was good as a steal as well.
Finally, Sarah, your two deals in Ireland, the staycations, West Cork and Dingle, what do you have?
Firstly, this weekend, if there's families listening and they wanted to kind of, the kids are driving them mad the first week off and you weren't going to get away, the Dingle Skellig still have availability next week for 2-night stays. And the Dingle, it's always full in the summer. Like, I've looked at going there a few times and you can never get it. So to get it for Easter holidays, it's quite good. So the family offer there for 2 nights is $432 for 2-night stay for a family of 4. And then the other one I have is the Celtic Ross Hotel in West Cork, Ross Carberry. My brother actually lives there, so I know it very well. And the price is a gorgeous part of Ireland, I have to say. And the price is fantastic. If you were looking for an overnight escape next month, $113 per room on the 21st of April. So that's like €57 per person for an overnight stay in West Cork. So
okay,
again,
all right,
great deal.
Deadly. Thank you, Sarah. We will catch up very soon. The travel expert,
Deb.ie,
for all those travel deals. Have a lovely holiday yourself.
Thanks a million, Trina.
See you now.
Talk
bye.
To you soon.
Travel Saturday with Sarah and Ed with American Sky. From family holidays in Florida to road tripping in California. From cruising the Caribbean or that city break celebration. Discover America in 2024 with AmericanSky.ie.